Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. There's an uproar in Washington today over what President Trump told veteran journalist Bob Woodward about the coronavirus in February and March. Woodward details this in his new book on Trump titled Rage, which will be published next week. The book says Trump was given dire warnings in January about the virus that would lead to a worldwide pandemic in March. Today, Woodward's newspaper, The Washington Post, released audio of key phone conversations the journalist had with the president. On February 7th, at a point when Trump was telling the public the coronavirus was no more deadly than the average flu, he told Woodward,
"It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus."
The recordings were made with Trump's permission. By mid-March, after the president had been accused of dropping the ball on a rapid response, Trump told Woodward,
"Bob, really, to be honest with you,
sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes,
because I don't want to create a panic."
And during the first 3 months of this year, Trump did repeatedly play it down while talking of a rapid cure. Today, Presidential Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was forced onto defense during a combative news briefing.
"The president has never lied to the American public on COVID.
It's one thing, as a public figure, not to try to incite panic. It's a very different thing, respectfully, to lie and mislead the American people about a crisis that has claimed nearly 200,000 American
lives.
No
one is lying to the American people. One day COVID will go away. I think we can all hope for that day. We will have a vaccine because of this president tearing through bureaucracy to get a safe and effective vaccine."
On the campaign trail in Michigan, Democrat Joe Biden has pounced.
"He lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months. And while this deadly disease ripped through our nation, he failed to do his job on purpose."
Milsey and Basil, Bob Woodward's book also says the president's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, told Trump on January 28th, "This is going to be the roughest thing you face in your presidency."